Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Vincent Foss said one of the greatest labor-saving inventions of today is tomorrow. So, procrastination. About 20% of us are chronic at this. 20% of us, this is a real nemesis. And for the rest of us, it is periodically an issue because we might not pay attention to that which was most important. We might not be doing those things that we think we should do. So I think we can all learn a little bit about procrastination and what creates it and what can move us through. Dr. Ferrari, who is a professor at DePaul University, said that real procrastinators tell themselves five lies. See if any of these are familiar. They overestimate the time they have left to perform the tasks. They underestimate the time it takes to complete the tasks. They overestimate how motivated they will feel tomorrow or next week. They mistakenly think they succeed a task only if they feel like doing it. And they mistakenly believe that working when they're not in the mood is suboptimal. Any of those familiar? I know a few of them. Especially for the really important things. When I'm trying to get a new habit going, like working out, or the more strategic yet not urgent things. One of the things I love about what's showing up now in the research around procrastination is we used to think, and if you talk to your friends about it, they will have a lot of very tangible time management, list-making kind of advice. And not that that doesn't have some merit, but I love what Dr. Ferrari said when he was interviewed for Psychological Science. Quote, to tell the chronic procrastinator to just do it would be like saying to a clinically depressed person, cheer up. So the thing is, chronic procrastination, and those of us that have situational procrastination, has an emotional component. So it's not just about implementing a new structure to make yourself do stuff. It's also about understanding what's below the surface of the procrastination. What's the emotional aspect to it? What's really going on? When we can understand that, it might soften the hold of the procrastination. An Atlantic article talked about how there's a procrastination, they call it the doom loop of procrastination. Because here's what happens. When you put something off because you don't feel like it today, or you think you might have more time later, or be more in the mood tomorrow, when you put it off, you feel badly about yourself. Guilt or shame, you might be beating yourself up. What is it that I didn't get that done today? And so then the irony is with the doom loop, you think, okay, well, then I'll just do it now. Oh no, I'm not in the mood. I don't feel like it. I'm in the wrong mood to do it well, so I'll do it later, which then leads to, again, us beating ourselves up. So all that advice about just prioritize and make a list is nice, but if we understand there's this emotional aspect to it, and if we catch ourselves in the moment, in the doom loop, in the lying to ourselves, I've got to be in the mood before I can do it, or I can't do it now because I'll be better or easier to do tomorrow or next week. Just noticing that pattern might soften it a bit. Think, well, wait a minute. What if I tried it now? What if I see what happens with it? The other things that the research is saying about how to help with procrastination is this, that those of us who put reminders in our calendars, if we put it too soon, that doesn't help because we think there's still plenty of time. And it's more likely that you'll do it if you don't think of it as work. And the big thing, though, is just being aware of what's going on. What am I not doing? What am I putting off? As we do that reflection, get more mindful of our procrastination. I'm not saying it's going to be an instant fix, but it might move us a little bit further along in making happen that which we think is most important to happen. I'm going to end with two different quotes, one from a Scottish proverb. What may be done at any time will be done at no time. And Gerald Vaughan's quote, which I love, procrastination is something best put off until tomorrow.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.